The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
You're talking nagia to one's possessions. Shalom, till now we were talking about the proper talking relating to health. And now we're talking about relating to one's possessions. And the way he interacts in his business and his traveling. The Chosin Zalbova says the right way to do it is Shiyatik Bimash Shiyazim Loi Abayim Midvoyim Eile. Your intent should be to provide for your basic necessities. That's the mind frame. If whatever you set yourself up and it's very successful, and Hashem decided that you're going to become wealthy, much more than you need for yourself, then it will come. If Hashem doesn't want you to get wealthy, it won't come. By having this attitude, there's two basic things that you're basically doing. Number one is, the person has a dream to become very wealthy. He very often destroys his entire life because he overexerts himself with his dream. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't work. And the bottom line is, he had a life full of tension. Frustrating situations. Whereas, if he knows that he has to put his primary effort just in supporting his family, basic necessities, that's what he needs. Everything else is extras. Then he works honestly and works hard, not a hard connotation of it, but he works seriously. And then if things develop and he builds it up and it gets bigger and he's able to support other people and give stock and whatever else, not even money. But he's not under that constant pressure that I have to make it. I have to be a millionaire, a billionaire, whatever it is. Because we believe that what Hashem destined for you to have, that's all you have. And if you have good intentions and you want to have extra money for extra stock, you give a daven for that. But you don't have to. What he's telling us is you don't have to make yourself crazy over it and work crazy hours and be in that mind frame of tension that I have to make it work. Because you're not going to make it work no matter what it is. Either Hashem is going to make it work or he won't make it work. There's another problem with a mind frame of a person who wants to become wealthy. I see quite often people say, yeah, I'm going to work so hard and be wealthy and become a big belt stucker. And one or two things happens generally. Either they don't become wealthy or they don't become Baal Tzedakah. The question is, why not? Baruch Hashem, there are Baal Tzedakah, but a lot of people that start off with this thing, oh, I'm going to be so generous, when it comes to it, it doesn't really happen. They have 101 excuses. Why this and why that? And the money's tied up and they're not liquid. And yeah. So there's a major problem over here, which Rav Tesla speaks about by Riches, is that there are two types of mind frames. There's a mind frame of a person who always feels he's lacking and he needs more and more and more. And that person is never satiated. No matter how much he has, he wants more. There's another person who says what he had and he appreciates it, what Hashem has given him and he uses
Kol HaLashon
properly. So a person whose mind frame is, I have to become wealthy, he's basically putting himself into that type of person. The person who feels that I'm lacking a tremendous amount and I always need more and more and more. That's the person who's involved in taking from outside and putting it into himself instead of taking from what he has and giving it to others. So his whole outlook, his whole approach to panasa and everything in life is that type of panasa, then it's going to have a detrimental effect and on him and his personality, not just on the money that he will have or won't have. He's basically setting himself up for being that person that's involved primarily in himself. So that's the basic starting point. That, like we saw before, Hashem gives everybody certain koyches, certain tenuyot d'shamayim, certain ability to, and talents that he has, and then Hashem should use them and work with them properly in the proper fashion. But he shouldn't always be pushing himself, I must become wealthy. The third problem with that is that if he makes such a big deal about that money, it affects his whole family. Children growing up in such a household, the person could say he davened a long Shemoneh Esrei, but they see he's shocking it away when it comes to the bracha for panos and the rest of the thing is sleeping. And the whole day is around how he's going to make the money, l'shem shemayim. Basically, the message he's giving is, l'shem shemayim, not we don't know. But definitely money is the most powerful factor in his life. So, Moch Hashem, like we said, it's something we do have to involve ourselves in and do it properly and as best as we can to provide for our families. Together with that, I recognize that my goal is not the wealth. My goal is to do my shlichus in this world, provide for myself and for my family. If Hashem decides, then I'll be zecha to have a bigger shlichus in this world and to help other people. I don't even know him. And if not, I accept that also there's other ways of giving and making, doing good to all those around us, emulating a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mentioned to some of us the other day about how this person I know, this Rav Stefanski, the whole family grew up, each one better than the other one. There were 8 children, all sharing one room. The same room for sleeping, the same room for playing. But the parents made an environment within the home that's such a pleasant place. They were living very limited means. There was a wonderful environment, and the parents let them do whatever they wanted at home. So have a good time, enjoy the house. Small, but enjoy, play games. If you break something, you don't break something, it doesn't make a difference one way or the other. I'm not saying we have to copy that, but that is a general type of mind frame that if we have it, it gives a spirit of simcha, peace of mind in the household, and focuses also on to appreciate what we do have. And Mitzvah Hashem brings us more Siyata Shemaya to have what we need, and even more than we need. That's right, Hashem. Shalom Uvach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.